The halakha is very strict that whatever is forbidden to eat from the Torah law is forbidden to actually do business with and sell. For example, one would not be allowed to have a business where he's selling the not kosher meat. The question that was asked to Rav Moshe Feinstein, Alav Shalom, if that's the case, let's say a person has a pet food store, is he allowed to sell dog food? It's meat, and it's not kasher, and he makes a business out of this over here. So Moshe Feinstein's rule in the Gilat Moshe is that it's only talking about food that there's a suspicion that somebody might eat it. Therefore, the Jew cannot sell it. Even though the dog food might be edible, but since it's packaged and it says clearly that this is designated for animals, people are not going to eat it. Therefore, he rules in the Gilat Moshe in Chedek Bet, Yoredea Siman Lamedzayin, that if it's not that weak to eat for human beings, for sure it's permissible. And even if it is, since it's labeled, there would be no problem. It's not only dog food, obviously, all different types of pet food, even if they have nevelot and terefot inside, we could sell it as Jews, and there is no suspicion.